Hello, welcome to the Boys Adventure Podcast, fantasy stories for children, made up and told at bedtime. Thanks for downloading. Let's begin.
All right, so the next morning, the boy wakes up and he looks over on the table next to his bed, and what does he see?
A red and white striped egg.
He sees a red and white striped egg. You're right.
And he doesn't think that's good.
He knows it's bad.
Yeah.
Now the problem is, he says, oh, more red and white striped eggs. That means there's going to be more red and white, more little people who wear red who are going to be trying to break the walls and cause problems for us. Yeah. Oh, I better tell some. No, I can't tell anybody. I can't tell anybody because then I'll have to tell about the little people who wear green, and that's not any good. So what is he going to do? He says, okay, well, I know that the little people who wear green are probably going to know about these eggs. All right. I'm just going to have to get them all together. So the boy gets up, and he runs out to the chicken coop, and he asks them for the biggest cage they've got that he could still carry. And he grabs that, and he says, thanks. What do you need it for? He says, never mind, it's a big emergency. So he takes it, and he runs around the castle, getting as many of those red and white striped eggs as he can, and he keeps putting them in it. He puts them all in that chicken coop.
He does?
Yeah, he puts them all in this cage.
The chickens?
It's empty.
Oh.
It's just an empty cage. It's a cage they would use if they were going to carry some chickens around. But he puts them all in the cage, and then he gets as many as he can. And the thing is, a lot of the people are wonder why he needs the egg, and he says, never mind, it's a big emergency, but the Duke wants him. Of course, that's not quite true.
Yeah.
But he knows, but when he says that, everybody says, oh, here, take the egg. So he gets all the eggs, and he puts them in there, at least as many as he can find, right? And then he hauls that cage up that same chimney and takes it to where the little people who wear green were, and he says, look what I got. And they said, oh, good for you, we saw you doing that. Thanks, but you missed a lot of the eggs. And he said, oh, no, I missed them, really? Well, where are they? I'll go get them. And they said, never mind, it's too late, they've hatched. But, and they say, look over here. And the boy looks over in the corner, and they have their own little cage full of little people who wear red. So they caught them, and then the eggs that the boy collected in that cage, mm-hmm. They all start to hatch. And soon that cage is full of little people who wear red. And they're really, really mad about being in that cage. They are mad. And they're already yelling things at the little people who wear green. And the little people who wear green say, you're not going to knock this castle down. Definitely not. And they say, we'll figure something out. You're all in trouble. You'll see. And the little people who wear green just kind of say, well, so far, we're doing okay. And then the boy realizes he has to go out on the wall and have his turn at the watch. So he says, I gotta go. And he runs back down the chimney. And he goes up on the wall to take his watch. Now, he forgot to have breakfast, but he's just gonna have to deal with that. So now his job is to kind of walk back and forth and keep peeking out and making sure that if anybody, any raiders or anybody is coming from the forest, yeah, that he sees them as soon as they come out onto the grassy part.
Yeah.
He's one of those people. So he's actually way up on, you know, there's like a big tower in the middle of the castle. Mm-hmm. He's on the top of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cause I can see anywhere.
Well, you can see around all four sides of the castle, and you can see really far too because it's so high up.
Yes. But the highest tower they have.
The highest tower they have. Yeah. So he's up there watching. And he stays there all day. And then he gets a quick lunch break, but then he has to go back. And when it's around dinner time, he gets to come down because there are new people who are going to watch that wall. Now, I don't remember. Did the little people who wear green tell him where the eggs come from?
No.
They just told him. He knows they come from the eggs, but he doesn't know how they get there?
Yeah.
All right. So the next morning he wakes up and he sees next to him
the same
another egg.
Mm-hmm.
So he does the same thing. He rushes around, gets another cage, collects all the eggs. This time he gets a few more. And again, the same thing. The little people who wear green have captured some of the little people who wear red. And he gets all the eggs, and the same thing happens. Now there are two cages that the boy had that are full of little people who wear red, you know, who hatched out of those eggs. And that the area the little people who wear green have where they're storing them is getting really full. And secretly, the little people who wear green are wondering if they're going to run out of room, if they're going, or if they're eventually going to be so many little people who wear red that they can't control them. So, this time, the leader of the little people who wear green pulls the boy aside, and they go to another room where they can't, where the little people who wear red can't hear him. And he says, "Listen, you got to help us out, boy. Now we need your help." "Really, what can I do?" He says, "You've got to stop those birds from coming." He says, "What birds?" He says, "Every night, these red and white striped birds come, and they're bringing those eggs. And they lay them in here, and then they fly away. But if they keep doing this, we're not going to be able to, you know, soon there's going to be a problem. There'll be way too many little people who wear red for us to control." The boy says, "Oh, okay, so I'll try to stop those birds, but how can I do it?" They say, "We don't know. We don't know how you can stop them, but you got to stop them." "Okay. Okay," says the boy, "I'll figure something out." And he says, "But listen, can you do me a favor?" They say, "Yeah, sure." He says, "Can you send a word to the little people who wear green who live in the king's castle for me?" They say, "Yeah, sure." He says, "Could you ask them to talk to the dragon, the baby dragon that lives there, because he's a friend of mine, and could you, and he knows about the little people who wear green?" They say, "Of course he does. All dragons do." "Okay, well, could you ask him to find the queen of the crows and tell her that I'm in trouble and that I need as many crows as they can send over here really quickly?" And they say, "Crows? Yeah, okay, we can send that message. How are they going to, why are they going to help you? That's strange for crows to help a person." And the boy says, "Well, you know, not too long ago, there was a problem there where there were a whole bunch of trolls who were coming up out of the ground, and they were messing up the crows' nests and eating the crows' eggs. And so I helped the crows defeat the trolls, and now they're my friends. So sometimes they help me because I helped them so much before with the trolls. I actually had to help them with the trolls a couple times." Say, "Oh, of course. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, yeah, we'll get that message sent." The boy says, "And I hope the crows can get here before tonight. So let's end the story here."
"Why?"
"Because it's late and we should go to sleep."
"Why does he think that he hopes they want to come before tonight?"
"Well, oh, the heat's coming on. He hopes that the crows get there before tonight so they can stop the red and white birds tonight."
"What can they do?"
"I don't know. We'll have to make that up next time we have the story."
You have been listening to the Boys Adventure Podcast. Visit http://theboystory.podomatic.com for more information and archived episodes. You can also contact the author through this website. Our theme music is Nova Scotia Farewell, a traditional tune performed on the penny whistle by the author of these stories. We'll be back with a new boy's adventure in a few days. Good night.